It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. Join in our conversation. Give us a call, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. My buddy has a weird sleeping habit. Do I know this from sleeping with him? No. No, I don't know it that way. But he keeps on one sock.
Ew, that is like honestly disgusts me. Like that's one of the things that gives me the heebie-jeebies. I can't have just one sock on at any time, ever.
Like that's his weird sleeping habit. I don't know which sock he keeps on. I don't know if it matters if it's left or right or if it's always the same. Like for me, my weird sleeping habit is I sleep naked, but I sleep like on my side and I have like my one leg covered by a blanket, my other leg, like my right leg and thigh and my butt cheek exposed.
I have a theory on why people shouldn't sleep naked.
Why? What's your theory, Porkchop?
I always feel like the spiders are going to go in an area where you don't want them
to. No, I'm not joking.
I have a defense system back there. They're not getting in.
No, I'm not joking. I actually read an article that said like why you shouldn't be sleeping naked, why it's unhealthy for you.
It's not. Your body's supposed to breathe, Liv. Really, it vents.
I know you should walk around more naked in your home, but like sleeping naked isn't healthy for you. I read that somewhere.
But why? Give me an example.
They say that like bacterias could get into spots and also because like bugs and stuff can like crawl around in that area. And also there's so many dead skin cells in your bed that collect bacteria that it's not good for those areas.
I've always heard it's good to let that stuff, like man or woman, breathe.
It's interesting you say that.
I know, but not in bed.
Because me, I do have a weird sleeping habit. During the day, I wear boxer briefs. But at night when I'm sleeping, I just wear regular boxers. And that's the reason why I want everything to be
breathing.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah.
Not constricted.
Yes.
So my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, whenever we take naps together, he has to have his feet touching my feet. Ooh. Like he cannot sleep if his feet are not touching my feet. And his feet are ice cold. They're literally cubes of ice. They're so cold. And then he always gets into my like area where my feet are and puts his feet all over my feet and all over my legs to warm them up. And it is so irritating.
So wait.
So irritating.
You're saying Joel Daddy has cold feet?
Maybe that's a sign.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't get cold feet on your wedding day.
Maybe that's a sign. Oh no.
You guys haven't even been engaged yet. Calm down. We're way ahead of it here. That would bother me so much. Like, I don't want anybody to touch me in bed. When I was, like, dating my wife, she wanted to spoon all the time. Dude, that was so hard. Like, I can't have contact with somebody when I'm sleeping.
Oh, my gosh. Joel Daddy makes me spoon him all the time.
Excuse me? Big spoon?
Yeah, he loves to be the little spoon.
Interesting.
He loves to be the little spoon.
I don't think he wants everybody to know that.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't he cute.
Isn't he bigger than you? Like, you got to get right behind him, like, come
Yeah,
here.
I mean, he definitely is bigger than me, but he is, like, so cute. I love when he wants to be the little spoon.
That's so. I never can look at him the same now when I see him.
What?
Okay.
Really?
That's just weird. Yes, it's very weird. Let's go to Star this morning. Hey, Star, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and I think your weird habit's not that unusual. Tell everybody what you do.
My weird habit is I have to sleep in a room that's pitch black and has no sound or anything. Like, I have to feel like I'm in a casket. Like, I can't even nap in my living room because there's too much light.
Is Star your, like, birth given name?
No.
It's not. It's like,
I hate my real name. Like, no one can pronounce it, so it's, like, really weird.
Do you mind sharing it with us?
Yeah, it's like Tasia, but when you spell it or anybody reads it, nobody knows what it means. So I just prefer to go by Star.
I was going
to
say I thought Star was like your stripper name, but those both sound like stripper names.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Tasia.
Tasia, I've been to a club.
I love
like,
that.
Please welcome to the stage, Tasia.
I like Star too. I think Star is
it's beautiful.
I have a question for Tasia. So you said you kind of describe your room as a casket. But, like, a casket is very, to me, like, claustrophobic and closed in. Like, I like to sleep in a room that's dark and no sound, but I can't feel closed in. I got to be able to move.
Well,
do you sleep in a box?
My room is, like, really small anyway, and I actually used to sleep in a twin bed with me and my fiancé.
What?
So it basically felt, like, really claustrophobic anyway.
And you like that or no?
It's okay.
Do you guys still sleep in a twin bed?
Eventually you want your own room.
Do you guys still sleep in a twin bed?
No, we eventually got a queen one.
Okay. Moving on up. All right. Hey, thank you, Sarah, for calling in to the Joe and Alex show.
Someone on Twitter said, I have to have something in between my legs, like a sheet or leggings.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
that's got to be interesting.
They would love my dog. My dog always has to sleep in between my legs. It pins me down. I hate that.
I want to make a joke, but it's like too easy.
My little puppy.
How much peanut butter is involved?
No peanut butter.